Entertaining Talk Radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and a place and the place to be. A fine network of podcasts. Such shows as Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, Best in Show Radio, and this program that you're hearing right now, the DJ New Style Show with me. My name is Ken, and always, as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, again and again, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Not much going on. Very good. Very mellow. Calm. Thunderstorm today. Makes you feel good.
A little fire. I like when you get excited. Like when I ask you what's going on, I don't give a shit if it was a slow news day in the old Steve the LARPer household at the Steve the LARPer ranch.
I can't get too excited because the higher my voice goes, the quicker it'll mute itself.
What are you talking about?
I've been battling, I guess, what do they call it? Pharyngitis or whatever? Laryngitis?
Pharyngitis? Some kind of a vocal disorder?
Yeah. I don't know if it is because I don't feel like sick at all. Like no sickness. It's just my voice disappeared 2 days ago.
2 days ago, like completely. Yeah. You had to use a magnet.
It was very bad. Yeah, it was very bad 2 days ago. I could barely speak. Wow. Like everything was just like this. Ugh. It was terrible.
Well, now that it's better, it's not much better.
No, it's not that much better. Now it's very diaphragmic. Bit, yeah, I'm speaking diaphragmically.
Oh, so you're trying to properly train yourself.
I'm bypassing my vocal cords as much as possible.
So why are we doing a talk show then? I mean, if you are unable to,
it's easy though. I can keep talking. I could talk. You can understand.
Like,
me.
don't you think it's a bad fucking idea? Like, if you're recovering from a vocal vocal cord ailment, to speak
what, to
for an
them?
Hour or so. I mean, it's not like you're
That's
doing.
Fine.
It's not like you're doing performance art where you're going to put on a fucking cat suit and a black turtleneck and fucking do.
It's
some,
not like I'm singing opera either.
Some moves. This is largely a talk show where you will be heard for about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, I can do it. I'm a trooper.
Yeah, but you're just going to make yourself worse.
No, it's not going to make me worse.
If anything, you're going to have permanent scarring. You'll fucking sound like Tone Loc whenever you talk about whatever shit it is you bring this fucking.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, hey, with me as always, your friend of mine, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on?
I'm ready to do this, guys.
Not much over here, bro. Just another day in the basement. I was doing a wild thing, and I was just playing Sony PS1. I just fucking hooked it up, bringing myself back to 97, where my best T-shirt was made and my car was manufactured in 1997.
That'd be great. You know what? We should do a 6-hour show just to ensure that your vocal cords get scarred and you sound like that. Yeah.
All right. I'm up for it.
Call you Stone Loc. It'd be great.
Stone Loc.
It'd be awesome.
That would be fantastic.
So no other signs of a... And by the way, the last couple episodes, nothing but like medical shit.
Yeah.
We're going to keep...
That was the last one to get hit.
We're going to keep this shit at bay.
Yeah.
You're gonna, instead of beer, or maybe in conjunction with beer, you're going to have some orange juice. I don't know, hot water, little Raspberry. Pepper. Warm water, little pepper. Whatever fucking elixir that you prescribed to me one night, you should do the same. Are you
that's
going...
That's an upset stomach, that's not...
Oh, I'm sorry, what natural remedy are you using tonight?
There's nothing you can use for laryngitis,
so
whatever it is.
Just
damaged larynx.
Just let it roll, let it heal up.
Yeah.
Is it that it's dry? Like, it's not really damaged. It's just that there's no mucus on it or something?
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that shit works.
You could gargle some salt water. That's what our buddy Brian Hubley is
suggesting. I'll try that after the show, after it's too late.
Why not do it on the show? Fuck it.
I'm not gargling on the show.
Why not? Fuck it.
That wasn't gargling. That was a Chewbacca impression.
One and the same. One and the same. So, Steve, did you have a nice weekend? Did you do anything big?
Yeah, I went to two family barbecues, Saturday and Sunday. Two different sides of my family.
Interesting. I mean,
actually, it was both my dad's
all right,
side.
All right. Take us through it here. Okay, take us through it. You're going to a Steve the LARPer family barbecue. What do I expect? If I'm you entering one of these fucking barbecues, what am I expecting to see as I round the corner to the backyard? Is it a backyard? Like, do you have to go through the house? Do you just walk around back?
All right. The first day, because they were different, the first day was go through the house into the backyard. And then Sunday, it was go around back because that's where everybody was.
You know what? I hate go through the house barbecues. I hate that. I want to just fucking sneak around like a goddamn prowler.
Just lurk in?
Yes.
Sit down, see if anybody notices you. Show up. Party.
Just crawl out of the arborvitaes and fucking rip a dog off the grill.
Yep.
Start introducing myself. Hey. And I don't like walking through the house. I don't know what it is. If I know the entire engagement is going to be outside, I want to go from the fucking outside.
I think some people just don't like people walking around the back of their house just automatically and not greeted at the door.
They prefer people running through the house? I don't know.
Now, see, this is something I think Frank would be like. He would be the person that greets you at the front door like it's required to get in the backyard.
Nah, see, this is your lack of Frank knowledge showing through. Frank would absolutely prefer that everybody goes through the back.
And he would
absolutely fucking watch that goddamn sliding door or whatever the fuck he has that leads you into the house like a fucking prison warden.
Oh, then he would have flipped out at the Saturday party.
If someone reaches that door, downstairs bathroom only. Downstairs bathroom only. And he would follow them in just to make sure they didn't get lost. See, I think he would preserve...
You'd follow them in?
No, like not into the bathroom, but maybe into the house just to make sure that they don't make a wrong turn. Like, if they start veering off towards the kitchen. Straight. Yeah. His whole goal, his whole existence probably is to just minimize the number of people that enter his house.
Yeah, I'm not even sure Frank would host many barbecues.
No, I don't think so.
If ever.
He would, if it wasn't his idea, if he was forced into it. He would be the host of a barbecue, just in title only. Like, he's the husband, and it's a barbecue, so naturally he's hosting the barbecue. Meanwhile, the whole thing was arranged by Donna.
Right. All right. I can understand that.
I have this whole scenario played out in 15 seconds, and I guarantee you if he called in, it would be just like I'm saying. I get where you're coming from, and I respect it, that he would want to be there to just know whoever's going to show up to see everybody at the door. No. That door may as well be a fucking bank vault. I think when he has a good dream, the door to his house turns into the fucking vault of an international bank. Just nobody can get in. And he can occasionally get out. Ah, fuck it. Yeah, this weekend, so barbecues for you. What kind of spread are we talking about? Burgers, dogs, salads, that type of thing?
Saturday was basically actually there was a lot of stuff Saturday. They had wings, dogs, burgers, London broil, clams, and everybody brought a bunch of other stuff too, and sausages.
Did the other shit that was brought, did that get eaten?
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
That side of my family are the large people that I take after.
I don't know
so,
what
like,
it is.
All the clams were gone, man. Like, 250 clams were gone, I think, in 30 minutes.
You see, and they're not unconventional barbecue foods, but they've become unconventional for me. Like Brian Hubley is saying ribs and chicken at the barbecues he had this
ribs
weekend.
Ribs seems a bit over the top.
It is. It's a lot of work, but I mean, it's not unheard of. The thing is, with any family barbecue that I have these days, it's goddamn burgers and hot dogs. And I'm okay with that. I'm good. But God, fuck it, man. If someone brought over some clams, started steaming those bitches up, that'd be beautiful. Be a thing of fucking beauty.
But the thing is, you'd have to bring a shitload, and they're very expensive, just like getting ribs.
It's true.
You know, it's all very expensive stuff, and, you know.
What did the guy bring over? Like a fucking little necks, whatever. I don't even know.
It was my cousin was hosting it, and he bought all the protein meats. Oh, like, nobody brought any meats or anything like that.
Okay.
That was all on him. So, and then the next day, hot dogs, hamburgers. Actually, one of the people at the party catered the party. So there was like stuffed mushrooms, chicken franchise, penne vodka.
I really like the idea of a catered thing. Our buddy Sobers did that.
Yeah, it's good as long as you get a good catering company.
Is there a reason why chicken franchise is the go-to chicken whenever somebody has it fucking catered?
I think because it's really plain and not like, you know, like a strong food, and like everybody can basically eat it.
But I mean, it's lemony. So why not just make lemon grilled chicken or something? I don't know. I mean, it's
that'd be good too. I'd probably like that better.
I would too. But the thing is, you always hear chicken franchise, no matter what it is. That is the chicken. Oh, well, we have chicken.
And penne vodka. It's another one.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you can make huge amounts of it very easily.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's also another thing.
That's what it is. Turn it up, turn it out. Fuck it. Put it out there. You fucking like it? You like it? Then eat it and shut the fuck up. Or don't, you fucking bitch bastard. I'm sorry. Yeah, we had a barbecue Sunday at my sister's house. They did the typical burgers, hot dogs, some salads, some cakes, that type of thing. It was pretty nice.
Yep.
It was good. That was for my side of the family here. And then on Saturday was spent with Amanda's family. We went down to South Jersey. And what her dad likes to do is he likes to kind of turn the gatherings into like a fun thing. Like, for example, we met up with him a couple months ago and did the roller coaster thing with Amanda and her cousins, and that was great.
Right.
Well, for Christmas, he bought tickets to Cirque du Soleil.
Nice.
And gave them to us as a gift. And he said, it's going to be on Father's Day weekend, so it's like, clear your calendars.
Yeah.
6 months in advance. So we went down there. Like, I haven't actually even looked at the tickets, you know, because they were just in an envelope for months, like half a year, basically. And I just kind of had a vague idea. It's like, oh, it's down there. It's going to be in Philly. And so whenever we talked about it, it's like, Philly, whatever, fine. We go to her parents' house. We start driving around. We find ourselves in Camden. And it kind of looks like her parents are in the front. They're kind of like where should we turn type of conversation. And they don't have like a GPS on. And I'm pawing at my phone. And Amanda says, well, why don't you just get the Google navigation up, Google Maps, and just get them to wherever we're going. I'm like, well, where are we going? Just put Philly in. We'll get over the bridge and be fine. So I do that. It finds the route really quickly. I'm like, turn right, right here. They go, why? They go, so you can get to the bridge. They go, oh, we're not going over the bridge. And I'm thinking, we're in Camden. We're not going over the bridge. That means we're not going to Philly. Like, are we? He goes, no, the show's in Camden.
Yeah.
Steve, what's your impression of Camden, New Jersey?
Beautiful
place, burgeoning.
Well, anybody who's listened to the show for a while might already have an idea, but no, Camden is definitely one of the top five cities in the state I try to stay away from.
Let's just see Camden's murders so far this year.
I think it's always a contender.
What is the title usually gets? Like, most murdering city?
Murder capital of the world.
Murder capital.
Or murder capital of the United States.
Of the world.
It might be of the world. I don't know. Do you think Detroit? No, not Camden.
Murder capital of the world? Camden, New Jersey.
Well, hasn't the U.S. ever led in that? We've never been murder capital of the world in any of our cities.
Murder capital of the world. I want to see what that is. I'm curious. I don't know. Maybe Detroit. I mean, Detroit.
Well, I know Washington,
Detroit
D.C.
is like a Sim City like one of my old SimCity games.
That's just been abandoned. It's just running on some old console.
Like, I really wanted to achieve Megalopolis. I fucked around with it for a while, got rid of all the roads, turned them into fucking train tracks. Then I just I started building an industrial area because they said I needed it, but then it caused too much pollution. And, you know, I had to pave some of the police departments, the fire departments, get rid of the parks because, hey, we only have so much land and I need more buildings. You know, put up more stadiums, put up more coal fucking power plants. And I had Godzilla step through a couple times.
Yep. That's, or Bowser.
That's Detroit. And then you put a few conversations about Barry Sanders in there. And that's what it is. Let's see. What is the murder capital of the world? Honduras claims unwanted title of world's murder capital. That's San Pedro Sula, the bloodiest town in Honduras, and ultimately the world, the murder capital. God, fucking damn.
Stay away from Honduras.
Okay, it has only 8 million people, but with as many as 20 people killed every day. Holy shit.
That's nuts. Brian Hubley checking in. Camden has
the highest crime. Hubley. Come on.
I always do that.
Hubley at the helm. Come on, goddammit.
Camden, highest crime rate any city in the country in 2011, according to a review by FBI data by CQ Press.
Yeah, so highest crime rate 2011.
It's not murders, but crime rate.
Crime rate. So let's go to the circus.
Yeah. Let's see Cirque du Soleil there.
Yeah. So we're driving around basically these depressed areas. And to get to the creamy center where there's sidewalks and a fucking light rail and a river and a bridge in the distance. Like the only nice area, it's like the eye of the shithole. It's right in the middle of everything. And it's just you had to go through a fucking war zone. And if you're there after dark, just fucking forget it. I think they turn off the goddamn traffic lights to save fucking money. I don't know. Because you would ignore them anyway.
Yeah.
You should. If you have a fucking brain in your head, you just don't even follow them.
Now, this is a newer place, right? Because I was just reading that Flight of the Conchords and Dave Chappelle are doing a show. And I saw Camden and Homedale are two of the places.
The Camden Arena used to be like the Tweeter Center, and it has some other name now. That is like an established venue.
Okay.
When you see Cirque du Soleil and it's under a fucking tent, basically all they need is a fucking flat piece of land that doesn't have any buildings on it.
Nice.
And they just they set up their fucking travel thing. They build this whole fucking tent with seating and everything in the stage right in the middle. And then, pack it up and move to the next fucking spot.
Oh, so they're like gypsies.
Yeah, essentially. They're all fucking gypsies. So we went there and it was interesting. Look, I liked it, but the thing is I've just seen too many of these fucking things. He didn't just wake up in December and decided he likes Cirque du Soleil. We've seen a few of these together. We've seen like three or four of them, I think, this
point. Yeah, I've seen them on HBO. They're very interesting. And they always update them every year.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they try to have like some kind of a storyline that I just never fucking pick up on.
Oh,
because
okay,
they have here's how it works. They have a guy that doesn't do any tricks that comes out, and he's got a weird gimmick to him. Maybe his hat lights up. Maybe he's got fucking stilts. Maybe he's kind of dressed all in mirrors, or he's dressed like a fucking horse on the bottom, like a centaur. And periodically he'll come back out and fuck with the people in the first rows or do something. They have a recurring character, and then they just have acts that do things, and it's supposed to all tie together via the music, the lighting, all that shit.
Oh, that's like Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's like the same exact thing.
Funny you mention that. That is another thing that he had gotten into. And that we saw too many times. But now it's Cirque du Soleil, and we're in Camden, and we're watching it, and I feel bad because I'm falling asleep. He told us to get there about 11 in the morning. I didn't know when the show was. I could have looked at the ticket, Steve. I didn't. I would have found out, Camden. Oh, 4 p.m. show. Oh, okay. So I woke up pretty early, got a bit of a drive, got down there, and
and I'm dozing off in this fucking in the audience of this grand show. People are doing feats that I'll never hope to do. There was a fucking trapeze guy who was on the trapeze holding on, but like holding a fucking like his body stiff to the fucking ground, like parallel with the ground. It was like that dude from the King workout, except it wasn't in a fucking playground in the inner city. Although if he actually,
oh, I gotcha.
Actually, this guy could have done that if he just stepped outside of the fucking
right.
tent and just found any of the given abandoned schools playgrounds and just started working out. I'm referencing the King workout, which is this black dude who wears like fucking carpenter jeans and just does pull-ups. Where he pulls himself up on a fucking swing set to his waist, like he'll stand on the ground and pull himself up so his fucking dick is where his hands are. It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
But they're doing this type of shit on a fucking trapeze, and it's like, wow, that's really amazing. That's amazing. Blah, blah, blah. And then they have these Asian broads that come out, and they're on these unicycles. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? They have this weird looking hat on their head. And I'm like, what the fuck is going to happen here? They're on these like 8 foot tall unicycles. I've never seen anything like this.
I just saw this tonight.
Shut up. Because I'm getting to that. It fucking pissed me off. I'm watching this thing. I'm amazed. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. How do you fucking develop this skill? This has to be something that they dreamed up. The Cirque du Soleil geniuses came up with. They sit on this unicycle. It's like six to eight feet tall. They're on this seat. They have a stack of bowls on their head. They take one off, put it on their leg, and kick it into the stack of bowls. And then they do it over their head into another stack of bowls, and over again. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And I'm telling everybody that I'm encountering that, you know, asked me what I did in the weekend. I'm like, I saw the Cirque du Soleil, and they did this shit with bowls that just blew my mind. And tonight on fucking America's Got Talent, you just saw it tonight.
I actually saw that's one of the three things that I saw.
This fucking Chinese bitch comes out there. She's like, I don't know, like almost 40, but you couldn't tell.
42. She said she was 42.
Yeah, I didn't hear her interview. I just saw her come out on the fucking unicycle. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm like, you have to be fucking kidding me. And she did it flawlessly. Puts the ceramic bowls on her fucking leg, just kicks it up. They all fall into the thing. Everybody loses their fucking shit. It's like, oh my God, what an amazing talent. Cirque du Soleil had about 12 of these bitches on stage doing this. There's one on the TV show right now.
They gave her a standing ovation too.
Well, I mean, it's a fucking impressive thing.
It is. Oh,
you don't just decide to do that.
I've never seen it before tonight.
That's got to be years and years and years of fucking practice. And it led me to believe that any, like, the reason why I think the world is obsessed or not obsessed, but like enthralled or impressed by Asians that perform these acts is that I think China has a university dedicated to every one of these skills.
Probably.
Like we have MIT for people that are, show technological gifts and mathematical gifts.
Yeah, vocational schools.
Like we have colleges that specialize in certain aspects of education. And they're known for that. Computer science department is second to none. Liberal arts school, political science, this shit is great. China just has like little fucking circus gag colleges in addition to their regular educational institutions where you can just learn to become the fucking unicycle porcelain bowl bitch. And if you succeed, you either go on America's Got Talent, or you join Cirque du Soleil. And if you fail, you work at Foxconn and assemble iPads.
Yep.
Welcome to China. That has to be it. Because this is something you can't just pass down to somebody. They have to spend years doing this.
But the lady said she did learn it from her mother. The one on America's Got Talent. Probably she said my mother did this, and that's why I got into it.
Probably after years. She was 42. She might have been in Cirque du Soleil and then fucking retired and was like, well, what can I do now? All I know is bowl tossing.
she got fired on Sunday, and then today she's on the show.
This isn't a world for bowl tossers. I need a way to make my bones with the skills that I have, the skills that I've developed and honed, bowl tossing. It was absolutely insane. And I couldn't believe it. When I saw it, it was impressive, especially because they were doing it like to other people. They were playing catch, basically, with these fucking bowls. But my amazement started when they were on a fucking unicycle. Have you ever tried? Have you ever tried a unicycle?
Yeah. I kind of got it after a little while, but it's like, even once you get it, if you get it, it's so hard, and like, it's, you want to talk about your working your core?
Yeah.
Dude, that's all core. That's your abs. It's so much your abs and balance, and it's really, really damn hard. And that's on, that was on a short one.
Yeah, and
you this can, lady's if on you, one that's seriously you fuck like up, 8 feet in the air.
Exactly. If you fuck up on your cousin's fucking unicycle, you just put your sneaker to the ground and you're okay. This bitch is on a fucking a goddamn warehouse ladder with one wheel on it, basically.
And doing this shit with one leg. Like,
and the seat is essentially a fucking a padded merkin.
It's just going right up her skirt. Like, you don't even see the seat because she's wearing a skirt.
It looks like she had an implant. Like, this fucking unicycle is now part of her.
Yeah.
But pretty impressive.
It was, definitely.
And then it just reminded me further that I may have to actually do some traveling to Asia. I may have to go to China for business, and I'm not fucking psyched about it at all. But maybe I'll get to see some parts of Asia. Maybe go get to tour the fucking unicycle bowl-tossing department of whatever fucking college is nearby.
Sneak into the Forbidden City.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll go tour fucking Asia. Maybe I'll just go across the goddamn continent, Steve. Any recommendations? Anything you want to point, steer me away from or steer me towards?
No. I'd the only place in Asia I'd really want to go is Japan.
Interesting.
I really haven't. I mean, you see the Great Wall. I assume it's a wall that goes on for a while, and that's it. I mean,
there's a part of it that's like a metal slide. It's like fucking Action Park.
Really?
I've seen YouTube videos of these tourists just on like a little scooter going down a fucking metal chute. Just looks terribly dangerous, and who gives a shit about you if you fucking fall off, but I'd really love to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of cities, like big cities. I think Singapore sounds cool, and I think Seoul sounds like a cool place to visit, but I don't know.
I wouldn't want to go to India or Afghanistan.
No, never go to India, ever. I would never, ever go to India. Maybe
I don't know why. I don't know why I don't want to go to India. I mean, they seem like very nice people, but I just don't have any interest in it. There's nothing drawing me there. You seem like you're a mystical kind of dude. Like, you might actually fit in India. And I'm surprised that you wouldn't want to go there.
No, I wouldn't want to go. Number one, the most holy river in the world. You've heard of it, right?
The Delaware.
Yeah, the Hudson River.
I was just there, actually. Went to the circus nearby.
No, the Ganges. You know, all these people, they bathe in the Ganges to get blessed. You know, people go and...
Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
People go to India and
they wash
bathe in the
themselves.
Ganges.
Yeah, they wash their it's, children.
It's like a pilgrimage point. You know, people make pilgrimages there. And then they have babies in the Ganges and stuff. You know, they conceive their children.
Yeah, so it's like some religious thing. You know, what's the big deal?
Well, they also cremate bodies at the foot of the Ganges and then send them down the river. And
like
if they
the
go
ashes,
out, you know, they go out. If they burn up, then they burn up. But most of them don't burn up.
Oh, dude, you sent me this fucking link. And the title is Filthy India Photos, Chinese Netizen Reactions.
Yeah, this is from a Chinese website.
Yeah, from a China website called China Smack.
China Smack. Yeah, it's
ChinaSmack.com. Oh, shit. All right, so I'm looking at pictures. And I guess this is the Ganges, all these pictures here.
Now, yeah, keep in mind, people do, like people from India do a lot of their bathing. If they live near the Ganges, they just bathe there. And they'll shit and piss in it along
the back. Oh, God damn it.
And they'll, you know, they'll like, power snot.
This is like a piece of land that just has, like, sparse weeds in it. And there's just piles of shit of varying shade of brown. Just, like, inches from each other.
Yeah.
Just shit everywhere.
It floats down river.
What the fuck? I'm not reading this. I'm just actually scrolling through the picture.
You don't even need to read it.
A lot of crowded people, a lot of fucking garbage, and just animals picking at the fucking garbage. We got to get.
Yeah, there's a lot of dogs along the river too, and you know, carrion birds.
Oh, right here, Ganges is known for morning baths and cremations. Oh, they just have a dude tied up and fucking covered in a tarp on these bamboo sticks. It's pretty gross. I mean, to have a dead guy that close to it, fucking. Oh God. Holy, dude, this gets really fucking bad. Okay, there's a fucking, oh God, there's skulls and shit.
Yeah.
There's a rotten body being eaten by fucking dogs on this site?
Yeah, because you go to certain parts where the river bends or whatever, and all that shit goes in one area, you know, like a lagoon or whatever. So you have lagoons of
what the fuck? People. There's like canoes of people that look like there's like an IT department on a canoe, and 6 inches away there's a dead body floating, and they're taking pictures of each other.
Yeah,
you have to be fucking kidding me, Steve. Can you share this link in the chat room for the live listeners? Those of you who are not live, by the way, shame on you. Show up on a Tuesday night and hang out with us. It'll be linked in the summary of this show on DJNewStyleShow.com. This is heinous. They're doing like backflips into this. There's dead people floating. There's bodies washed ashore. The worst part of it is like I'm seeing like pale, puffy tits sticking out of the water.
Oh yeah. And everybody there is pissing and shitting in the water. I mean, nobody and no one has, there's no taboo against that. I mean, everybody is just doing that. That's what they are doing.
Yeah, and Frank would love this because there's just goats everywhere, just eating whatever happens to be nearby.
The goats probably do a good job of cleaning it up.
Apparently not. There's a lot of fucking dead goddamn people here. And I'll fix the chat room so you can put that in. Send it again, Steve. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah. And it's very bad. And that's just the Ganges River.
Ah! What the fuck? Oh my God. God, that's fucking nauseating. There is a picture in there. I can't even tell you what the fuck the caption is. Okay. There's a picture where the caption is, "Here comes the close-up. Note the flies." I'm telling you, I don't get grossed out by anything. In fact, I look for shit to fucking gross me out. I can't fucking look at this picture. I'm actually scrolling away from it. Like, I'm thoroughly nauseated looking at this. I mean,
And that's where people go to conceive their children. Right in that river.
To conceive, like they fuck in this river?
Yeah, because like that's apparently a thing, and you know, like they think it's so holy and blah blah blah. I'm like, dude,
I can't look at this shit. Dude, fuck India, man. I'm sorry. I can't get behind this fucking river.
Yeah, well, if you go further down, you get to the point where you get to the bathroom areas in India.
Yeah.
And what it's like to you know, go number two
in India. It's just a porcelain hole in the ground?
It's basically a hole in the ground, and then you got a bucket there.
Oh.
And so you go number two. I guess you try to aim the stream into that little...
Ah! What the fuck?
You got to the guy?
Yeah!
Why are you getting ahead of me?
Holy shit!
Now, go back up a second. Now, like I was saying, there's a hole in the ground and a bucket. There's no toilet paper. If you look at the photos, or
you know, honestly, that's not even my biggest fucking complaint anymore. If they could just take grandma in her Sunday best and just fucking leave her to rot in a river, and be cool with it, and have a fucking a guy's weekend out on the boat next to it, I think wiping your ass or being disgusted by someone not wiping your ass is fucking way down the list.
Yeah, but they wipe their ass with their fingers.
Oh, goddamn, that's what they do?
They take their left hand, because your left hand is your ass-wiping hand, I guess. And once you're done taking your shit, you wipe it all away with your hand, and then you pour some water over it from the bucket.
This is a horror show. This is the worst website I've ever seen in my life. I've watched snuff videos. I've seen the terrorists cut throats of people. I've seen that shit. Nothing has affected me like this fucking website.
Because that occurs in one specific place. This is an entire country.
Oh my God. Just fucking dead people floating everywhere. And they bathe in it. They bathe in this shit. Why? What's the fucking significance? Maybe they think the soul is being absorbed in the... Either way. Fucking gross.
Yep.
Gross. Rotting dead people and shit. Fucking diseases and fucking animal cum and fucking people cum and it's all fucking gross. And now we got this guy with fucking like sugar daddies growing out of his fucking face.
Things? Because everything is handmade.
It looks like someone made a shotgun that could fire fucking whoppers. And they just blasted this dude in the face.
Yep.
What is that?
I don't know. Some sort of disease.
He looks like a gourd.
Yeah. Yeah, one of those spidey, or what do they call them? Lumpy gourds?
I don't know. I want to sell them next to carvable pumpkins in October. It's fucking terrible. Just more floating dead people. Something that looks like a frog, but oh no, it's a loved one that they just fucking said, ah! What is this guy? There's a fucking a pale vagina-faced guy.
Yeah, that's another result of the healthy conditions there.
Dude, this guy's eye is fucking gone.
The guy's left side of his face is gone. It traveled down to his left nipple.
The caption on this one is, a person more frightening than the rotten corpses and the old leper. I guess the other guy was a leper.
A leper. Yeah, leprosy.
Seems to be someone who carries dead bodies professionally.
No, but look at the lumps all over him, too. Look at his arms.
Yeah, he looks like a fucking, like a birch tree. He looks like a...
Yeah, he does.
Like a dogwood. A white birch.
It's a white birch.
Jesus Christ. The saggy face guy is what Jeff is referencing in the fucking chat room here. His eye is just gone. It's gone. Yeah, it's slid off. You can see where his eyebrow was. It just stretched down 2 feet. His fucking eyebrow is 2 feet long because the left side of his face is sagging down to his nipple. Could you imagine if your fucking eyebrow was touching your nipple? God damn it all. This is fucking heinous. Yeah, let's go over there.
They're worshiped like holy people with like those terrible fucking diseases and abnormalities there.
Yeah.
Like the one girl that was born with like two extra arms and two extra legs. They're like, oh, it's Vishnu.
Jeff, Sandwich Humor Jeff from Truth Time Theater is saying he looks like a character from Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, but here's a guy just throwing pizza dough.
Yeah, that's good. Well.
Yeah.
With his shit fingers.
Yeah. Oh.
And they go knuckle deep.
Well, yeah, you'd have to, right? I mean, what are you going to do? Nothing like bathing in a fucking a floating barge of garbage.
And Jesus, all these people are there drinking the water.
Okay, I'm done.
Just drink that shit up. It's good for you.
So you'd never go there just to check it out, see what the sights and smells are?
Now I have to say, I know Southern India is very different than most of India, and Southern India is actually like way more like westernized, so, and they have regular bathrooms and shit, so I'd probably... If I ever went to India, it would be Southern India.
The quote from Wikipedia about the holiest river in the world. In the past, thousands of uncremated bodies were thrown into the Ganges during cholera epidemics, spreading the disease. Even today, holy men, pregnant women, people with leprosy, chickenpox, and snake bites, people who had committed suicide, the poor, and children under 5 are not cremated. But are floated free to decompose in the waters. In addition, those who cannot afford a large amount of wood needed to incinerate the entire body leave behind a lot of half-burned body parts. Beautiful. They can't afford the wood to incinerate the fucking body. So let's just throw Grandpa's arm into the fucking
river. They should just cover him in shit. They got enough of that.
Yeah. I mean... why don't they just leave them wherever they are? Leave them where they fall. Put them in the ground. Like, because honestly, if you're cool with shitting and throwing your garbage in the street, why don't you just stack the dead too? Because you're already drinking this shit like it's fucking holy Kool-Aid. Terrible. No offense, anybody Indian out there. I don't know your culture. It's just I know this website is pictures of your country and pictures of a holy river. And it's frightening. It's absolutely fucking frightening to me. The guy with the goddamn sores on his face, I guess he has leprosy. Unfortunate, but fucking frightening.
They're not sores. They're like boils.
Yeah, they are. They look like they're pretty juicy. To be honest, I would want to pop one if it wouldn't give me the same affliction.
It would be cool if it was like it took like a safe range with buckshot and just tried to hit them all at once.
Well, like you could probably blowgun practice. Just see what you can do. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's disturbing. Disturbing imagery.
It's frightening. Who the fuck would want to go there? I have no idea.
Now, see, there's places, too. In China, Western China, you got the Mekong River, right? You ever heard of the Mekong? Longest river in the world after the Amazon.
Yes.
And they also have some of these same practices where they float bodies down the Mekong.
Okay.
So there's large rays and catfish in the Mekong that basically have been feeding on the bodies of humans that have, you know, been floated down and sunk in the river.
Okay.
So and there's no like upper limit to the size of these things as long as they have a steady like income of food.
Oh, so it's just their environment allows they'll expand as much as they can eat and as deep and as the body of water, basically, right?
No, it's not even as deep as the body of water. It's just as long as they have a steady food supply.
Oh my god.
They'll fucking just keep growing. And like they don't even know how long these things can live. I saw a couple of the shows over there, and it was because they're eating dead human bodies. I mean, that's where all the food's coming from. So these catfish start, like, if people go swimming, the catfish will suck up, you know, they're so big, you know, they're like 12 feet long. They'll suck up your whole leg. People go swimming and a catfish comes along and you step on a catfish and it sucks your whole leg in and kills you.
Wow. So they are just, holy shit. They've gotten
it's the largest catfish in the world have been caught in the Mekong River.
They've gotten so accustomed to eating human flesh that
they know the smell of it.
It's been passed down. Apparently, that's just what they do.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is
living or dead. Now they'll attack you.
Yeah.
Fuck. Our buddy Mark of the Beast, says he feels like he needs to shower after looking at these pictures.
Yeah,
I do too. And you know what you may want to do, Steve? You may want to get yourself a nice towel and a soap and a rope and a shower cap from Amazon by going to heroestalk.com/Amazon, purchasing whatever it is you like, having it shipped to your house, using it, enjoying it, making it a part of your day as you have made our shows on Heroes Talk a part of your day. You get these items to use and to cleanse the filth from your body. And we get a small cut. Whatever it is. You want to just be filthy? And play video games, do that. You want to be clean like our buddy Mark here? Go ahead and buy that stuff as well. Whatever it is, heroestalk.com/Amazon. It's a beautiful thing, Steve. Unlike any of the pictures in that link you gave me, which is fucking hideous. And thank you for finding it. Because I honestly thought that there'd be a point where I would have seen everything. And I would be sad that nothing did it for me. Nothing really made me feel terrible or awful or anything like that.
Oh, I'm on a constant search.
This had to have done it. It had to have done it.
Well, it's just desensitized me a little bit more, you know?
That one picture of the fucking lady with the flies. Like, that is going to haunt my fucking nightmares. It's going to haunt me. She's in the goddamn... Like, I've seen people at Walmart that look like her, minus the flies and the dead... dead body.
and the dead status of her.
Like, I've been irritated by people that dress exactly like that fly-covered dead bitch at Walmart. Just getting in the way, just cutting in front of your goddamn cart, or even at the supermarket, wherever the fuck you are. I've seen droves of people like that. And now she's dead, covered in... I can't even tell you how many fucking... I haven't seen that many fucking flies in my life. It looked like she was a pile
Yeah, and those are the ones that landed. Who knows how many are in the air above her?
Just vying for a position.
Yeah.
Just waiting for their
They're looking for a landing strip.
so they could shit and then feast on dead people. Just gross. Well, Steve, I'm trying to make a change in my house. I'm trying to make a change in my life. You know, this isn't a medical thing. This is like a thing that I've been putting off for a very long time. I think I've been raised to hoard things. Everything. I'm going through, and I have a lot of boxes from when I moved in like 2009. I have boxes still of shit that I've just left in the box, left there, because I didn't want to have to go through it. I didn't want to have to throw things out because I won't have a place for them. I just wanted them to be there. But now I'm looking around, and it's like, hey, how many fucking years are you going to let this shit just pile up? And as I'm going through it, I realize that I'm getting these feelings of guilt when I'm declaring that something is of no use and I shouldn't own it, so I'm going to throw it away or mark it to be given away, whatever.
Right.
And I think it goes back to whenever I would try to do this on my own, like I want to get new clothes or I want to get rid of stuff I'm done using. I would put it in a bag when I was a kid. I'd put the shit in a bag, and I would put it out for the garbage. And like the next day, like when I'd go to school, and when I came home, some of it would be back like in my room or in the garage. And I would say, "Oh, I, what the fuck is going on here? I threw this out." And my mom would say, "You don't need to throw that out. You could use that. You could use that. You could keep that.
You physically put this like in the garbage can?
No, like I brought it into the garage to go out when it was garbage.
Oh, okay. So she could easily just open the bag right there.
Yeah, my mom didn't like jump in a dumpster.
That's why I was asking.
So she would open the bag and like look and say, "You were gonna throw this out." Like so that tone where it's like this is bad. You were going to throw this away. And I don't know where she got that from. I don't know what that is, but it certainly instilled something in me, some kind of guilt when I have to throw something out, when I realize I have no use for this thing. Or maybe I will, but I don't want to store it until I do. It's tough, man. It's tough to get rid of this shit.
I'm like that with certain things.
I'm going through it now. I'm starting to discover the things that I'm like, I'm not. I'm just going to put it in a box if I need it. Well, what are the things that you can't get rid of or you find yourself not getting rid of?
I've never traded in or sold or got rid of a video game or video game console or accessory.
That's where I'm at right now.
Steve, like that, I will never, ever give up that shit. I don't care.
I started off with an Atari 800, went to the Nintendo Entertainment System, Super Nintendo, PlayStation 1, Xbox, Xbox 360, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, Wii, and that's where I'm at now. And I have every last component, game, plug, everything. I can't get rid of them. I don't know what it is. I can't get rid of them. And I just made progress last night where I realized, you know what? I haven't plugged in the PlayStation 1, the Xbox, the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo. I haven't plugged any of it in since I removed it from my childhood bedroom.
Yeah, and you know what? At this point, you'd also need to go buy an adapter in order to plug that in probably to any TV that you own.
Yeah, it's true. So I think I'm gonna maybe give those away.
That's nice.
To like maybe some families that don't have anything. There's a place that you can bring things to if it would be of value to somebody, you can just drop it off and they can just go there and get it for free. And I'm thinking of just bringing a box of stuff there. And I don't know why I did it, but I casually mentioned to my mom that I'm throwing shit away. She said, "Well, what are you throwing out? I'm like, "Nothing. Everything's broken that I'm throwing out."
Just say old stuff.
Because I learned, like, I told you, I'd bring the bag out, and she would go through it. Because she doesn't, look, I don't know. She's a great person, the best there is. But this one aspect of just getting rid of shit
It's an idiosyncrasy.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's a throwback from harder times. I don't know what it is.
That's probably something that's been passed down, you know? Probably. Like, why are you throwing stuff away?
Yeah. You could use that. You
never throw
that.
Anything away.
Well, I mean, yeah, looking at my grandpa's fucking tool bench, he had every goddamn washer that ever walked in the house. Every fucking lug nut, every nail, even if it was bent.
There you go.
So everything. So that's probably where it came from. You had to save some money. But now it's like, okay, I have 17 power cords for computers, and they never break, and you always get one with a computer.
Right. That's
what am I going to do with it?
You end up with pluses on power cords.
That's my thing. Other than video games, I have every adapter and every wire just in a box in case I need it. It was a big thing, man. Like I'm trying to if I have something of use that I'm not using, I want to make sure somebody can use it. You know, like the mixer that we sent over to Truth Time Theater. It was just I'm like, oh, I might use it. I'm gonna do this. Blah, 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 blah. No, give it to somebody who could use it. And if it breaks, what
their show since they use that mixer, it sounds so much nicer.
Well, I'm glad. And but even if it broke or even if it arrived dead, at least I gave it a shot. Throw it out and we'll see what else we can do for you. You know, like it's one of those things where it's like I was gonna probably keep that until they found me dead in this office.
Bury me with my
and
mixer.
It's such a waste. And a lot of the shit that I have is just like, well, I don't have anything to do with it now, but I'm not gonna get rid of it, and it's garbage. And I'm not at hoarder levels now. Like all the shit is like just in boxes that are neatly organized, but it's like I needed to act. So I went through two computers. I just ripped the hard drive out of them. I'll deal with those at another time. I don't know what the fuck. The way I'm looking at it is like when I took them out, I'm like, oh, there may be something on here that I need. And I'm like, no, there isn't. No, there fucking isn't. There isn't. But if there is like a credit card number or any identification, I don't want that out there. So I'll just drill a hole in them. And put the fucking boxes out by the curb or something. I don't know. And just like three leaf bag size garbage bags full of shit.
Nice.
Waiting. Look, the next garbage day is going to be a fucking impressive. This is going to be the thing that the neighbors will have to beat. I think I'll have the most fucking garbage out there. Ever. ever. I don't know. You seem like you said you had every video game console you've ever had.
Yeah, and every I actually game. Am up to double on the Dreamcast. I thought I had lost one,
yeah.
So I bought another and then found my original one. So I have two Dreamcasts and pretty much every other system I've ever owned.
Do you ever play any of these things? And do you ever like pull one out and hook it up?
Super Nintendo, because you can play GameCube and Wii games on a Wii. So the Super Nintendo, okay. And I have a lot of the compilation games of the shit, like... There's one for Super Nintendo that has all the Mario Brothers on it, and then there's one that has it's a GameCube game which you can play on the Wii that has all the Zelda games on it. So like I boss them out and we'll play them, but
I mean I guess
not often.
I guess it would be good if I could treat the console, its games and controllers like a board game and be like, I want to play some of that and pull it out, set it up, play it, and then put it away. I can't do that shit.
Just, well, how big are board games?
You know, it's a board game is not, you know, you could probably fit it in the same box, I guess. Console, not, I mean, like a same area relative. You know, you get like a small box, keep all the shit in. But that's not my point. Like, I could do it that way, and I'm sure that there are people that do, that just bring out the shit for that console, play it, and put it away. But I'd rather just fucking give it away. I'm never going to fucking play it. I'm never going to play any of these fucking games. PlayStation 1, I played the shit out of it. I had enough enjoyment out of it. I don't need it. Xbox, I don't fucking need it. I can't... I'm having a hard time coming to grips with Nintendo and Super Nintendo, though. I'm really having a tough time.
Yeah, it's hard to throw them away.
Because I feel like you could get a PlayStation 1 now. Like, if I really felt like, oh, you know what, dude?
You don't even need to. You can get an old PS3. And the original PS3s played 1, 2, and 3.
True. So, I mean, what I'm saying is if I wanted to, I could
relive. And PS2s played PS1, too.
I guess what I'm saying is I could easily relive any of the Xbox One, or I mean, the first Xbox, or the PlayStation 1 experiences. I could make that happen easily. It's getting harder with the regular Nintendo. getting harder. Right.
I mean, that's...
It's getting damn near impossible with an Atari 800. It's like that... We're reaching the area where that's like not something you can do. Not that I will, but I feel like I may. And that's where I'm at.
You could do it with emulators. I mean, the people who emulate stuff, I mean, you can get in trouble for it because, I mean, you're downloading, you know, copyrighted shit, but emulators are great. You can plug a PlayStation 3 controller into your laptop and play stuff, or make a system. You know, you can hack an old Dreamcast to play everything, Sega, Neo Geo, all that stuff on the Dreamcast.
But there's something about it that's not the same. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. I mean, using the original controller on the original system that's plugged in.
That's what it is. That's it.
Damn. There's nostalgia to that.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, Steve.
So
what are you like? Are you? When are you gonna purge your shit? I bet you have a lot of stuff that you could just get rid of.
I'm definitely purging my original Xbox and my Xbox 360. I have no use for them. I'm probably never gonna plug them in again ever.
Yeah.
So either I'll trade them in towards a pre-order for PS4.
I mean, Amanda hasn't even brought her shit over from her house, from her parents' house. Like, she still has a room there filled with shit. So, when that happens, or they just, like, fuck. I just have a feeling that her parents are going to be like, you know what, get all your shit, and she's going to not want to part with any of it. And it's going to be a difficult thing now. We'll have to redo that there. But since it's not my shit, I don't really give a fuck. But I know she's got, like, another Xbox. What are we gonna have two fucking regular Xboxes? No, fucking throw them the fuck out. Just
you can emulate on regular Xboxes too.
I don't want to see them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm done.
I know.
I'm just fucking done. I mean, at a certain point, some of these possessions you fucking they expired. You fucking used them. You got what you needed at the time, and it's fucking time to move on.
Yeah,
that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, I like the idea that I might fucking decide to find out how shitty the Total Recall Nintendo game is again. I may want to relive that fucking frustration. I own the cartridge, I own the system, I have the controllers, let's do it. But why? Where it might come into to being useful is like if you rent a house with your family or you rent a house somewhere for vacation.
What, and then you include an NES in the package?
No. You bring it with you, and you can all play these fucking ridiculous games and remember when.
Oh, true.
Rather than playing a card game or something. Usually, like, when we go to the Outer Banks, it's like you drink all day, you go out to dinner, and then it's nighttime, and you either watch TV or you play some kind of a fucking game. It's not like I'm going to go clubbing at fucking 32. It's not like I'm going to go, and even if I was, I'm going to go clubbing with my mom. You know, I'm on a family trip. Let's bring the fucking old games down, maybe. Do that. Maybe I'll do that, and maybe I'll just fucking leave them there. Maybe
throw it into the package.
Yeah, no, I'll rent the house. I'll fucking hook up the game system and fucking leave the games and the goddamn controller and write, thanks. Here you go. Fuck, that's a good idea.
Fun times.
And I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to feel bad. People will fucking enjoy that shit.
I think that would be something cool to install on a car, too. Just like one retro gaming system.
Well, why don't you just buy Master P's car from 1999 that probably has a fucking PS1 built into it. That was the most advanced gaming you get in a headrest when he was on Cribs. That's probably, like, you look at that now, that's as embarrassing as fucking Elvis's phone. Elvis' rotary phone that was in that fucking diamond fish scale car. Absolutely terrible. Yeah. Just called the guy in the front. Elvis had some stupid fucking inventions. He had a goddamn set of mirrored glasses so that he could watch TV while laying down. Talk about a lazy motherfucker. No wonder he died taking a shit.
Why can't you watch TV while laying down?
No, because your eyes are aimed straight up and you're fucking... TV is there.
So it like turns at 90 degrees?
Think about it. He took a lot of pills. He's going to be falling down and be unable to move. So he needs to be able to see the TV. So he takes these glasses. It's got like a nice 45 degree tilt to it. Fucking TV goes on in the mirror. His eyes are just fucking droning away, staring at what used to be the ceiling and is now a wonderful episode of fucking whatever was on at that point. whatever 1977 fucking show he'd watch while fucking whacked out on goddamn pain pills and Quaaludes.
Oh. He's the king.
He was, Steve. Be respectful.
He was the king.
He was. You know who's the king now, though? Vladimir Putin.
And yeah.
Everybody's talked about this.
King of Mother Russia.
Everybody's covered this ad nauseum, but I have to applaud this man for stealing that fucking ring. I think it's the greatest thing ever.
I picture
Bob Kraft wanting to impress him, wanting to be a big man and expand his status overseas, whip out this Super Bowl ring, and falls for the "hey, let me see that" gag. Fucking bravo.
I picture it like Lord Helmet and Lone Star in Spaceballs.
Yes.
He's like, Vladimir Putin's like, "put her there, chum." Yeah. You know, he steals the ring right off his finger.
Well,
fooled you.
The best is the quote where he says, "I could kill somebody with this ring." That's what Bob Kraft said Putin said when he tried the ring on. Tried it on. "I could kill someone with this ring."
I fucking love Vladimir Putin.
And he fucking just peaced out, put it in his pocket, and walked away.
I don't care about all the negative shit people say about him, and he's a dictator and rigs elections. He's fucking awesome.
Didn't he make release a picture of him riding a dolphin or some shit with no shirt on?
Running a bear.
Yeah, every picture that he releases, he's shirtless with like fucking military pants and boots on.
Yeah, he's chopping wood,
riding a weird animal that shouldn't be ridden, like a bear or some kind of a dolphin,
moose.
Yeah, yeah, some moose. He's riding a moose,
reindeer.
Yeah, but he just basically put that fucking ring on and peaced out. Like, honestly,
nice being buddy.
He probably didn't even know who the fuck Bob Kraft was. Like, do you think anybody in the former Soviet Union gives a fuck about the New England Patriots?
No.
I don't even know. Bob Kraft is probably more than the Patriots, isn't he?
I have no idea. I don't listen to football.
I don't even know what the fuck he is. Oh, yeah. Kraft. K-R-A-F-T. Yeah. Okay, so maybe they know what shredded cheese is. But they do not give a fuck about the goddamn fucking New England Patriots. Oh, by the way, Brian Hubley coming in with the top five shows that Elvis was probably watching while flat on his back. That was All in the Family, 60 Minutes, Three's Company.
That's what he was watching.
I guarantee you he was watching Three's Company. I guarantee you. Man, this dude living with two chicks, man. Tell you what.
Goddamn. They think he's gay?
I can't believe they think that guy's gay. He gets probably a little bit older.
Don Knotts is really funny.
I'm real fat now.
Mr. Furley.
Just a lot of breathing like that, I bet.
Yeah.
They need to put Larry on more, you know what I mean? Make sure they put Larry on the next episode. And then it's fucking people have to scramble and find a way to record it. Probably some projector.
They put it on.
You're the best, E! Yeah, anyway, fucking Bob Kraft got took by Vladimir fucking Putin. Yeah, fuck you. I don't care about American football or fucking fake cheese. Go fuck yourself. Thanks for the ring. Eat my dick. And the government tells him, oh, yeah, and it's in the best interest that you claim it's a gift.
Really? Is that what it was?
Well, his story is that Vladimir Putin tried the ring on, said he could kill someone with this ring, put it in his pocket, and then just fucking disappeared behind like his bodyguards. And Kraft was like, "Well, fuck that! That ring's $25,000. I want that shit back. It's got my name on it. I don't want to see it on eBay." So he reaches out to the White House, the President Bush White House at the time, 2005. And they say one of the representatives says it would be in our best interests if you declared this to be a gift to Vladimir Putin. And he goes, "Well, but it would be in your best interest to declare this as a gift." So he did.
So that's where it ended?
No, he released a statement back then, but now he's like recanting it and basically saying it's all bullshit and he got robbed. He got took for his fucking Super Bowl ring.
Oh, I thought this just recently happened. That's funny.
No, it happened like way back when. And
8 years ago.
Yeah, and now this guy thinks he's, enough time's passed. But I think one of Putin's reps is like, no, what do you mean? He gave it as a gift.
One of Putin's reps is heading to the United States right now to track this guy down.
Fucking great. Absolutely awesome. Oh, here's a picture that I guess fucking Hubley put in the... Oh, shit. It's the actual picture of him trying this shit on. Look at this ring. This is a big ring.
I like this ring.
Yeah, maybe you should get a new Super Bowl ring. You know what I mean?
But,
you should probably,
this one's mine.
Yeah, you should probably get one from the Giants. They have a ring. In 2007, they're going to get one, and you're not going to get one. You should probably get a Giants ring. But, yeah, I could probably kill somebody or restart my browser with this ring. Alex Webbs. Yeah, so that's the long and short of it, Steve. Nice guy. You know, I think Putin should get involved in fucking football now. Now he's got that ring. That's a mark of success. People fucking work their whole lives to get that fucking ring. That's the dream. Dan Marino never got that. He had it in a movie.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, no, but that was a championship ring. That wasn't the Super Bowl ring.
Oh.
It wasn't the Super Bowl ring. Dan Marino never got it. Best quarterback in the game. Never got it. Vladimir Putin fucking has a Super Bowl ring. Once again, Dan Marino thwarted. Thwarted and shamed in the game.
By the Russians.
I think Putin could probably take over the league or maybe start his own fucking league in Russia.
No, I could think of a good league to start in Russia. Or in America. Actually, America would be the best place.
What's that?
Prison Football League, the PFL.
Now, they do have their own, like, games, right? It's not, is it?
They do. They scrimmage college teams and NFL teams.
Because I remember when...
That was that movie with Burt Reynolds. What the hell was it?
Oh, The Longest Yard.
Yeah.
I remember when Michael Vick, went to jail. It was almost like a reward for these players because
then you get to draft them in the PFL.
And they did in a second, and he was playing. So it's like all these criminals get to play football with Michael Vick. So it's like almost like a treat.
Right.
They're probably thankful he killed those fucking dogs so he could run a few fucking slant patterns for a real quarterback and fucking beat the team that was kicking their ass like 2 months prior.
Right. And then if the PFL got big, then you got guys that are at the end of their game that might be, great in the NFL but kind of faltering. They'll go out and commit a crime.
Oh, so you don't get drafted. You don't get drafted. You just choose to draft yourself in. You opt in.
You can draft yourself into the league by committing a crime.
Prison football. See, now that's how it would have to work in the United States, but in former Soviet Russia, the commissioner, Vladimir Putin, with his fucking American Super Bowl ring, he would decide who's going to be drafted into the prison league.
Well, yeah, he would decide the entire league.
Yes. Yes. He would poach tourists, I bet. Like, there was marijuana in his bag. Take him. Take him now. And tell me how fast his 40-yard run is. It's 4.3. It's impressive. There was a lot of pot in his bag. 4.3 seconds? Really? You bullshit me? For 40-meter? 4.3? Yes, he had the cocaine.
And the heroin and the meth.
Yeah. Is Carl Lewis planning travel to Russia? Okay. Then he will have cocaine in his suitcase. Yeah, he would definitely just fucking poach anybody. But no, in America, you'd have to actually, be down on your luck. Spent that fucking draft bonus on a fucking solid gold Humvee and lose it all.
And I'm sure there's guys in prison. I mean, there's a huge prison population in America anyway, so it's easy enough to draft,
What are some team names? Give me some team names.
Team names? Oh, my God.
The Aryans? Do you think the Aryans would have a team?
Oh, yeah, and there would probably be gang teams,
Oh, yeah. It should only be gangs.
Gangs might be the divisions.
No, I think the gangs, you want to be like a real
Aryan
gang.
The Aryan Nation division, then you make, the Chicano division.
Look, you want to be a real gang? Okay, now your gang doesn't have to break up or become weaker when somebody gets imprisoned. Now you fucking, now that member has to focus on the goddamn football game. Has to focus on their football skills to increase their fucking influence, you know, in prison through via the prison football gang league. That would be that would be something to I would watch that closer than anything. If they had fucking a prison football league where it's gangs competing, I don't care if it's the most over-regulated league in the world. You know something is going to fucking
happen. It's not going to be regulated because they're prisoners. Who gives a shit?
Oh, man.
It would dial back like all the stuff that people hate about the sissifying of the NFL. You know, like, oh, don't hit the fucking QB after he throws the ball. No, fuck that. Just fucking drop a leg on him after he threw the ball and is already on the ground. It's all good. Get back up.
How many fucking shivs the first game?
I don't know, but I thought you could do like a Con Air type of thing. Like when the guys have like a road trip, like, you know, an East Coast team goes to the West Coast.
Oh, shit.
You know, it's like fucking basically Con Air going out there. Have it all televised on the way out.
Yeah, you just do an 11 or 12 man prisoner swap.
Right.
Fuck. That would be incredible TV. And you could just, and the beauty of it is you don't have to pay them. You don't have to pay them. They're gonna play and entertain the entire country with their skills, and it's gonna be televised. People are gonna love it. And they're gonna watch it religiously.
They're not getting paid.
Steve, it's gonna be exactly like college football.
It's gonna be better.
Exactly like it, but better because they're criminals. It would be fucking great. I would love that. Are you kidding me?
And then like they, you know, when they zoom into a guy and they're like, oh, this guy's coming in the game, the new quarterback. This is his rap sheet. You know,
oh yeah, like instead of the sheet, major, instead of
his fucking prison league stats.
It's just like Afrocentric studies. No, now, it would be like a 12 convenience stores fucking broken into, two murders.
Yeah,
that's my center. That's my center. Two murders and 12 C stores. Great. I love it. Thing is, it's never going to happen. I wish it would. At least once. They could have one game. They could have one game and just hype it up for like months. The prison football game.
This will be the only
exhibition that'll ever happen. It's the baddest motherfuckers from the East Coast versus the baddest motherfucker, or just find the worst.
No, you got fucking Detroit in the Central. Come on,
yeah. You know what?
Can't be overlooked.
The baddest people that actually just live free in Detroit versus the worst criminals.
Plus, you got all the Texas
worst criminals
in an
actual penitentiary. Yeah, I don't know, man. That would be fucking incredible. I love it. I think it'd be good. Better than True Blood. That fucking horse shit. Horse shit.
I'm leaving it up in the air.
I
want to do
bad. I like the goddamn theme song. I do like the True Blood theme song.
Me too.
True Blood theme song. There we go. We're going to hear it now. See, that's how the internet works. Nice. Yes! Oh, man. So Amanda can't watch the one part of the intro where the fox rots.
Oh, that's that way I know when to stop it when I'm fast forwarding on demand.
You love that?
No, I don't love it. It's a marker, so I know when to stop fast forwarding.
Because the next 30 seconds. That's right.
Yeah,
yeah. Amanda can't look at it, so I have to warn her. She never seems to remember.
It's easy to find out.
Why is it nice?
Because it's the cycle of life, man.
Man. Yeah, well, you know what? Then you should think the Ganges River is nice, because that's the cycle of life, too.
That's the fucking shit
end of
life.
You eat food, you eat cows, cows eat from the river, you shit it out into the river.
No, they don't eat cows there.
You die, you go in the river.
The cows go wherever they want, too.
Oh, I'm sorry, you eat the goats. You eat the goats.
Yeah, you eat the goats.
Shit into the river, the goats eat from the river, you die and fall in the river. That's the fucking, not even circle life, that's like the figure eight of life.
Welcome to the Ganges.
But True Blood, absolutely hideous, man. I can't even fucking get into that fucking show. I liked it when it was like, okay, there's people from the South. There's vampires. You don't know who's who. They're figuring it out. We're discovering this shit. We're kind of going along for the ride, but now it's just
I think last season when there was a room full of fairies shooting out like fucking light from their hands at a vampire, that was cool. They get stabbed and dies. I lost a lot of interest.
I just don't care. Like, it was great when you would discover that someone is something new, and you're like, what are they going to be? Oh my God, what are they going to be? Are they going to become this? And now it's just like, I don't give a fuck what anybody is. I don't give a shit about any of these fucking characters. The lines that their little zingers are just unfucking funny and predictable as shit.
Pam's still good. Pam's
no, the only she's one not that's, good. Yes,
Pam's still good.
No, she's not. It's terrible.
Bill is like the worst. He's like a main character, and so is Sookie. Like the two main characters,
I do not care about at all.
Yeah. I just don't care about Bill. I don't care about Sookie at all.
Yeah, I don't enjoy fucking the sister, Eric's sister. I think she's a fucking weak actress.
I don't even know what her name is on the show. She's been in like the whole season. I can't even tell you what her name is.
I can't either. Is it Stephanie?
I don't know.
I don't know. I really don't know what it is. It may as well be fucking Mary Bell.
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea.
Very, very unmemorable character. There's a lot of unmemorable characters coming into the picture.
It's true. Absolutely true. I might be done with that. But I stuck around long enough because I was going through the boxes and throwing shit out, and I just had HBO on. So I watched goddamn True Blood, and I was just fucking disgusted. But then I saw two shows. I saw Veep and this one, Family Tree, on HBO. I thought both of those were fucking great.
Veep was really good this week.
I enjoyed it. I didn't think much of it when I watched it, but I actually fucking I got into it.
No, I told my mom to watch this. She was a huge Seinfeld fan. And I guess, you know, it's not the same type of comedy as Seinfeld.
No.
Like Seinfeld, I guess, is just more slapstick situational comedy. Whereas,
it's like, no, it's embarrassment comedy. That's what it is. It's like shame comedy.
Well, so is Veep. Like,
look what they did to George. Oh, they put him in this situation. Let's see him snap. I mean, that's really what it is. They just shame their characters.
Yeah, there's more character development on Veep, which is why I like it. And I've been watching it for actually since it started.
And you fucked me up with this show because you told me that Veda Sultanfuss from fucking My Girl is in the goddamn show. I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't begging a room full of mourners to put glasses on a dead kid.
Put his glasses on.
He can't see without his glasses. No, you little bitch. My fucking son's dead here. Fuck off. I'm trying to bury my fucking... He can't see without his glasses. Shut up. You little bitch. He gave me a mood ring. And then was stung to death by bees. You're the one. You're the one. Get the fuck out of my... Oh, you live here in this creepy fucking death house? Go upstairs and shut up. No. He can't see without his glasses.
But she's awesome on Veep. She's done anything major since.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I'm happy that she's working. Unlike Topanga. Unlike Topanga. I think it was a... I don't know if they were kind of the two youths, I guess. The two young girls, I guess. The creepy old men
she
were
was
like...
She was before Topanga, wasn't she?
I bet you they're going to be pretty fucking good. That always fucking bugs me. Old weird dudes looking at young kids. Like, she's going to be something someday. She's going to be something someday. Like all those people that were waiting for Mary-Kate and Ashley to fucking become of age.
Crack horse. Become crack horse.
Or the one from that fucking magic fucking movie that you watched.
Lindsay Lohan?
Harry Potter. The bitch from Harry Potter.
Emma Watson?
Yeah, when she turns 18. What, you're going to jerk off to her and not have any shot?
Yeah.
and not convince her to give up her life of luxury to go into
your dank home? But she did become very hot.
Yeah, sure, but like... You know, you wait for that, right? You don't just fucking, you don't just take a number and just hold on. I mean, the people that are saying, wait till she's 18, she's going to be hot, are not waiting till she's 18 to jerk off to her. They're just looking for people that are like-minded so they can talk about how they're jerking off to children. It's fucking disgusting. Absolutely good. Hey, but hey, I'm glad Veda Sultanfuss is working again on Veep.
And you know who takes full advantage of that? Maxim.
Yes, that's true.
Has every child, female child star that is now in their 20s go and pose for them if they're good looking.
Yeah, but you know what? Maxim doesn't know how to fucking photograph women. They don't. They used to. It used to be good, but they can take a hot woman, a hot chick, and fucking make her look repulsive. It's just like, this is supposed to be something that you look at and it's like, well, look at this fucking broad, boo. I'm on my toilet. Maybe I'm going to fucking shit and jerk off. I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be
I think that was the original intent of Maxim magazine.
That's exactly what it is. They wanted more, less water used so that people would expel their shit and their load with one flush. It was an environmental initiative at first.
Greenpeace.
Yeah, it was genius at the time, but then they forgot how to fucking photograph a set of tits. And it just looks terrible. Or maybe they just look terrible to begin. I don't give a fuck, man. Fuck Maxim. Terrible fucking magazine. So here's the rundown on HBO's Night of Programming. True Blood, horrible. Veep, good. Family Tree, good.
Yeah.
Didn't really say too much about Family Tree. I mean, I just watched it. I liked it. It's a good start. I have a feeling it's going to get fucking old.
Yeah, certain parts of it seem overly...
He's British, and he's finding his family in the United States. That's the gist. But everybody has to be a weird character except him.
Yeah, yep.
Every character's weird except for him. And they don't understand anything he's saying. Oh, he's like he's Balky. They treat him like, oh, how crazy! You say lager instead of beer. Oh, they're just dumb, stupid Americans have no idea about British people. It's just, I don't know. It's good. I don't think it's going to continue. I think Veep is going to continue to be good. I think the winner of this season, HBO shows, is going to be Veep. And the only contenders are these three, because I've only seen them. Holy shit, Sandwich Humor Jeff nailed it. It's the new Mr. Belvedere. Fuck it. That's what it is! That's exactly what the fuck it is! He knows better than everybody else.
The transplant.
Holy shit! I thought we were done with that fucking... Oh, god damn it. That's exactly what it is.
You just rehash something and people don't know what you're rehashing, and you got a hit on your hands.
Well, we got to wait until we find out who's going to be Little Wesley. I'm terrible. Mr. fucking Belvedere.
I think that's the father.
What? Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe. Well, no, I mean, Bob Uecker was the hapless guy, and so was the guy who plays the fucking father in this show, too.
Yep.
I don't know. Fuck it. It's all good. I think we're going to wrap this shit up, Steven.
So wrap it
just
up.
Just to conclude, Cirque du Soleil in Camden, next to the holiest of rivers in New Jersey, the Delaware. Steve does not want you to travel to India because it is fucking disgusting. Okay?
Southern India is okay.
I'm guilty. I shouldn't throw the things out. I should keep them forever. Prison football is the latest and greatest invention from Steve the Inventor. Vladimir Putin should run the motherfucking thing. True Blood, horrible. Veep, good. Family Tree, good for now. Steven, is there anything you'd like to say?
Super Bowl ring is mine. Das vidanya, tovarish.
Could kill somebody with ring. Very good. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the DJ New Style Show. Whether you've downloaded or listened live, we truly appreciate it. Go to heroestalk.com and listen to all the other shows we have for you. It's a fine network of podcasts, such shows as Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, and our show, the DJ New Style Show. Subscribe, pass it along, let some people know, share it. If you enjoy it, let somebody else, just like Mark of the Beast there does every day.
666.
Telling all his friends. What a guy. Anyway, have a very good week. Thank you. We'll be right back.
right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah! Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana, fuck you!